Welcome back here to the HKG Architecture Broadcast booth. My name is Ryan Martin, live streaming to our YouTube page at Fox Sports Aberdeen, also our website, hubcityradio.com. Standing with head coach Nathan Ganelli. Outstanding performance by the guys this afternoon. Windy day, couple of grinders, right? 8-5, 9-6. Took the whole team, I think.
For sure, without a doubt. And yeah, I mean, right now I still have dirt in my mouth. I mean, right, my lips are dry. But no, yeah, the boys did a heck of a job today. I mean, it took everybody to succeed today, right? We have pitchers going in, base runners going in, a lot of changes defensively, and we executed small ball, right? We executed the hit and runs, the sack bunts, right? The delayed steals. We were just on our game today.
Delayed steal game. I love it.
I love it, too.
Early steal, kind of put the pressure on the defense, make a play. I mean, wind's blowing 40 mile an hour.
Yep.
I mean, to make a play across the diamond is tough.
For sure.
So we got some good plays there from Ladner at third. A lot of quality pitching, I think, just kind of grinding out at bats. Throwing strikes and staying around the zone, I think, is key, don't you think?
Without a doubt, exactly. Staying around the zone, making them put the ball in play because our bats are really good. I mean, we hit however many to the fence in left field, and they just did a great job. I mean, even Waldo at second base making the Derek Jeter play. You know, I mean, wow, that doesn't you don't see that very often. And yeah, it's just fun baseball when you're out here just in the elements and playing as a team. So
biggest thing there with Waldo, that play, it was coming off an error, kind of.
Yep.
You know, had a tough play, kind of fell out of his glove, shook it off. Hey, I got to play in the hole here. I'm going to make a highlight reel play. And you got to have a short memory in baseball. That's key, I think. Don't you, coach?
Without a doubt. And that's something that we've been focusing on at practice this week is like, hey, if you make a mistake, that's fine, right? We're not going to – but you have to fail at 100%. And when you make a mistake, you got to wash it, right? Because there's nothing you can do about it now. You got to make that next play, and that's exactly what Waldo did. So proud of him and proud of the guys.
Middle lineup produced today. Obviously, yesterday struggled a little bit, 3, 4, 5 guys. The good teams and the quality pitchers – that's a lock, right? They're going to focus in and shut down the middle of your lineup
for sure
to keep you off the scoreboard. Huron wasn't able to do that to us today. Ladner, Foss, everybody kind of raking there in the middle. Big difference.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. And we've been moving guys around too, you know, because the more games we play, the more data we get, the more we get to see these guys, who's hot, who's not, and kind of where they fit in the lineup. And yeah, we made some adjustments, and it showed today that the boys are our competitors and ready to play some good quality baseball.
Came back, bounced back after a tough day yesterday against O'Gorman. It's quality arms there from O'Gorman, I'm telling you. Unless you're out here, you can't really explain it. Guys just throwing hard, low ERA, a lot of innings pitched, stayed around the zone. Can you just talk about the contrast, right? When you go in and you play an O'Gorman team where the runs are at a premium, you just got to advance runners into scoring position to try to grind out a run across the plate compared to a, you know, an 8-6 game where both teams kind of hitting the ball and you got to make plays late and get some timely hitting to get the win.
Yeah.
Kind of just two different styles of game.
For sure, for sure. And that's the pitching that we're going to see in regions and in state. I mean,
right,
we're going to see
right.
Everybody's 1, 2, 3, and 4. And those teams, they have those good pitching. And I believe we have good pitching too. I mean, we have Mikey, we have Foss, we have Bowman, we have Soderland. I mean, we have good pitching as well. So I think we go toe-to-toe. It just comes down to the timely hits, you know, less mistakes, and just taking advantage of some of those, you know, delayed steals, hit
right.
and runs, bunts,
right.
just kind of taking advantage. And baseball's a weird sport, right? You can play the one seed and upset them, you know.
Yeah.
And at this point, too, we talked a lot to our guys is we have to start putting ourselves on a pedestal because we're a great team, too, right? We're comparable with the Harrisburgs, you know, the Stevens. We're comparable with all those teams.
Hey,
so if we play like that, we're going to be just fine.
I want to see some swag, coach.
Oh, for
These
sure.
These kids got swag. This
oh,
is
yeah.
a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Walk around like you know it.
Without
because
a doubt.
I tell you what, there's talents there. I agree with you entirely, coach.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some guys that walk around like, yeah, we're good.
Yep.
You know, and that confidence, it, you know, that's leadership. I mean, it's leadership in the dugout to say, hey, guys, we're good. This kind of reminds me of a kind of a mid-August game, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, where it's hot. You're in the grind of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have your ace out there. You may not – whatever the deal is, we got to grind to get a win, and the guys did a great job of that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And talking about swag, I mean, this guy's standing right over here. I mean,
yep.
this guy's got all the swag that we need. So having him rub off on these guys I think is
yep.
good. You know, just kind of getting, like
confidence.
You said, pepping their step. Yep, confidence and just being a good baseball team.
Appreciate it, Coach Ganelli. As we'll bring in JL Avilas. Been wanting to talk to him. Appreciate
awesome.
Your time.
Thanks, Coach. Coach. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, no worries. That's a compliment. I think I sound like a coach, Ganelli. As I bring on JL Avilas, outstanding player for the Aberdeen Smitties. Welcome, sir. You've been playing phenomenal this year. Can you just talk about your team and Coach Ganelli and the confidence of your guys getting a couple nice wins here today?
Yeah, we've just been working hard at practice, making sure we're tough because we're going to go to regionals, play good teams. But just be focusing on just being tough, being a leader to each other, stand up for each other, just next pitch, doesn't
yeah.
matter. Strikeout, error, doesn't matter, just – keep going next pitch.
Doing it the right way, right? Yep. Playing the game the right way, the right approach, positive, short memory. You know, when you talk about, you know, a team yesterday in O'Gorman, got good arms out there, the hits are tough to come by, and you try to grind out at bats. Just talk about the mindset it takes when you're facing good arms like that. Because like you said, when we get to the Super Regional, you're going to see some hurlers.
Yeah, I think your mindset needs to be just next pitch, and just stay focused, believe in yourself.
Right.
Because you need to believe in yourself to just do good and perform out there for your teammates.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they're going to give you one to hit. I mean, whether you jump on it early or late, you know, so definitely a great game. Can you just talk about Coach Ganelli and what he's done for this team? Obviously, you have your manager, and he kind of, you know, leads the way for you, but it takes the dugout, and you guys coming together and having some swag, as we talked about, don't you think?
Yeah, Ganelli has been a really good coach. He's just been helping us, just being tough and just believing in yourself. Next pitch, go out there, play for each other. Mm-hmm. He's just been helping us a lot, just with small ball too, delay steals, bunts, and I think he's just been helping a lot.
Tyson Lean, he don't let anybody pout around, does he?
No.
There's no pout around Tyson Lean. Just a positive guy. He don't want nobody chins hanging. We're out here having fun, having the time of our life. That guy enjoyed playing baseball, watching him for 7 years for Huron. I think you can have fun and have that intensity and still play good baseball smiling. And I think there needs to be smiles to be a good baseball team, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Like, this is a game that you need to have fun, enjoy, be with your teams, because – it's a game of failure, so you have to just be ready for failure and just next pitch and just keep a positive attitude and just have fun with your teammates.
All right, you're a great player, JL. I'll give you a chance to acknowledge your support system. Obviously, your parents, whoever they might be, man, it's tough to go around here. It takes your parents, your support system. Go ahead and shout them out.
Yeah, for first, I just want to thank God for just putting me in this position, and just want to glorify him through all my talents, and I just want to say thanks to my dad and my mom for all their sacrifice and just taking me everywhere and helping me since a young age.
Yeah, it takes a lot of development, right, to play the game. I mean, you sit around, it's kind of like golf. I mean, and you talk about failure. I mean, you can go 1-for-3 and be a heck of a baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, so definitely appreciate the time. Great mindset. Appreciate you, JL.
All right, thank
Great
you.
Great job.
Thank you.